In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what big surprise will come out of this year's World Cup. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, providing information for those buying or selling their homes at houselogic.com/buy and sell. Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And Angie's List, providing consumer reviews on local professionals, from physicians and veterinarians to plumbers and roofers. Details at angieslist.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager this week is Patrick Kelly. Our intern is Siri Belusu. Our web guru, Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Delarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the big World Cup scandal? Paula Poundstone.
The ball never, ever gets kicked because it's possessed.
Roxanne Roberts.
Confused by the meaning of World Cup, thousands of surgically enhanced women will descend on Cape Town wearing only their double D bras.
And Charlie Pierce.
In a bow to conservationists all over the world, the team from the Ivory Coast will henceforth be known as the Imitation Plastic Elephant Tusk Coast.
Well, if any of those things happen at the World Cup panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Roxanne Roberts, Paula Poundstone. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will be back with you from here next week. This is NPR.